The U.S. House of Representatives voted December 15th to repeal a ban on openly gay military service members known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The bill, introduced as a standalone measure, passed easily along partisan lines, 250 to 175. The measure went before the Senate on Saturday, where three Republican senators, Scott Brown of Massachusetts, Olympia Snow of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, signed on to the bill, tipping a majority necessary to pass the measure, 63 to 33. 21-year-old Christina Seitz, a resident of Fayetteville, joined the Army when she was 17. She served stateside as a mechanic, mostly in Fort Hood, Texas, where she maintained a relationship with another female soldier for 3 years, despite the threat of discharge.
At first, her and I were very private, and then after a little while, we started telling close friends and close coworkers, and none of them felt any differently about us, and it didn't change, you know, how we worked or anything like that.
Christina Seitz is currently in the reserves. She says her appeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is long overdue.
It's been a policy that's only damaged the military. It's been something that's forced their members to be deceptive and ashamed of who they are, and I'm very, very, very proud and so overdue that it passed. Now our soldiers can be proud to serve in the military. That promotes integrity. It's exciting.
Public Law 103-160, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, enacted by the Clinton administration in 1993, barred openly gay, lesbian, or bisexual people from serving in the military. But the law also barred the military from routing out closeted gay personnel, a common practice up until then. Still, more than 13,500 active service members have been discharged under the provisions of this law. Bonner Sawyer, a resident of Rogers, is a retired Navy aviation electrician's mate who served for 20 years traveling the world. He's bisexual and transgendered. He joined the Navy in 1975.
If you were even suspected of being gay, you would be hunted down and they would throw you out.
Sawyer said gay service members were often ridiculed. But as the culture changed, so did attitudes among military personnel.
By the 90s, if you were gay and you did your job and you didn't put it in anybody's face, you pretty much got left alone in the places where I was at. I deployed to Adak, Alaska in 1991, and I had two straight people in my shop of 15. The rest of the entire electric shop were all lesbians.
Still, if your command found you dispensable, Sawyer said, and you were openly gay, you risked getting thrown out. That's why Bonner Sawyer was overwhelmed by the congressional repeal of the law.
My wife called me, and I sat and cried. I sat on the tailgate of my truck, and I cried because of knowing the pain that I saw so many people go through just trying to serve their country, yet hiding who they were inside. And I cried.
But Bonner Sawyer says soldiers like him who deal with gender identity issues will likely continue to suffer discrimination in the military. Among the Arkansas delegation, Congressman Vic Snyder voted for repeal last week. Marion Barry abstained, with Bozeman and Ross voting to maintain the policy. U.S. Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor voted to overturn. In an interview with KUAF earlier this month, Senator Pryor said he had changed his mind after talking with active service personnel about the policy. Political analysts reportedly attribute a Pentagon study released in early December, which found that allowing openly gay or lesbian troops to serve in the military would have little impact on the U.S. armed forces. An estimated 66,000 gay and lesbians currently serve in the U.S. military. Carrie Tucker McCabe served in the Navy for 8 years, starting in 1990, stationed stateside as a sonar tech. She didn't hide her orientation and said during her service she didn't encounter harassment or prejudice. Still, she said, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was blatant discrimination and humiliating.
You know, when you can't talk about your family, and you can't talk about people that you share your life with, like the people that you work with, can have pictures of their family and their children and talk about vacations and bring them to the company picnic or the command picnic, or command has a family day and you can't bring your family. You know, that sucks. You know, that hurts you. It hurts your morale. It hurts, you know, it hurts a whole so much of your person and yourself and your integrity. And, you know, when the command packs up to leave on a mission, and, you know, you have all these families there that are hugging you and saying goodbye, and your family can't come. You know, your family can't come to see you off. Your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend can't come to hug you and kiss you and, you know, hold up signs saying we love you. I mean, that hurts you. That hurts your morale. I mean, when you have to live a lie and you have to cut yourself off from such a most important part of yourself, which is, you know, the people you share your life with, I think that hurts you as a person. And this don't ask, don't tell, that's what it was doing to the people, to the gay service members. You know, they weren't allowed to be their whole self.
Carrie Tucker McCabe said if soldiers place their lives on the line to die for their country, they certainly don't need to lie to their country. In an ABC News Washington Post poll conducted last July, with a 3-point margin of error, 3/4 of all Americans support gays in the military, including 64% of social conservatives and Republicans surveyed. President Barack Obama will likely sign the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell into law this week, which will require certification by the Pentagon. Service members will be required to remain silent about their sexual orientation until the new law goes into effect in 60 days. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM 89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. This is Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.